Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Welcome back, champion of Sam Crowley. Let's dive right into it. Have you ever started a project and kind of left it out there? You know, maybe you were gardening or you were building something, some sort of DIY project or anything. Maybe you started writing your book and you got, you know, 5 or 10 or maybe even 20 pages in and you didn't finish it. Something out there. What does that do? That is what we want to talk about on today's podcast, folks. It's called The Power of That Tension. The Power of Tension. Before we get started, I want to remind you to jump on my calendar when you're ready to launch so I can help you get there faster, easier, and better than you can do it on your own. Take advantage of the 15 years of experience from your boy, Sammy. We'll jump on a call. Get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. Had an amazing webinar yesterday. I got to share the link. It's on my YouTube channel, so if you check it out, it would be under May 5th. YouTube.com/everydayisSaturday. That's the video of the go from beginner to expert in podcasting in just 1 hour. Great feedback. Thank you so much, everybody that attended live. And you can catch the replay. I'm going to put up a separate page on my site for it as well. I just haven't done it in the last 8 hours. So it'll be up there. I'll give you the link on the next podcast on how to access it. But if you want to get on there right now and go from podcaster beginner to expert in 1 hour, just go to my YouTube channel /everydayisSaturday. You'll find me there. Make sure you subscribe because I'm putting videos out there all the time. All the time, just like the podcast. So have you ever started anything and then kind of left it out there dangling in the breeze? It never got done. What's that create? Well, it creates some tension. Is that bad? I guess it could be. I guess it could be bad. I might keep you up at night. Might have you kind of like, oh, I got to get that done. I got it. Well, let me tell you something. If it's the difference between that and never starting ever, then give me that all day long. That's the power of tension. See, here's what happens. Procrastinators. Can we talk about procrastination? The worst nation ever to live in. Procrastinator. You know, the kamikaze pilot that's on its 17th mission. That kind of procrastinator. Those, man, I'll tell you what. Procrastination, just it's such a deadly disease, man. And let me tell you, it weighs you down. If you thought about the process is hard to get started, imagine the regret you have when you're older and you never, ever did it, you know? So when you start something and you get going, it leaves that tension, like, oh, I got to get back to that. I got to get that done. You know what I mean? As opposed to never doing it at all. If you put something off, it's easier than starting and then not completing, because starting creates a tension that it's incomplete. Does that make sense? So that's why a lot of people put that off, because it's like, well, it's because once I get started, it's going to gnaw at me that it's got to get done. Last year, I started painting the fence around our pool and all the way around our property, and it was no small task. But, you know, I also painted the deck at the same time. Well, my wife started asking questions, I don't know, maybe last August or so. Hey, love what you did with the deck there, painting it, but you got to finish that fence that you started. I'm like, I got to get on that. So then, of course, I had the great excuse because then the weather got cold, and who can paint in Ohio in wintertime? Not me. Well, wouldn't you know, what do you think started, what conversations you think got started recently around the old Crowley compound? Yeah, you got it. You got, hey, honey. This is my wife talking to me. What do you think about, you're going to get started? We still have that fence, that paint down the basement for that fence, and kind of an easy nudge, like get off your rusty duff and get that thing done. I'm not looking at a half-painted fence for another summer, you loser. Okay, so that created a lot of tension, And now I'd be lying if I didn't, if I told you that I'm not thinking about it every day, that I look at it. It's only 40 degrees right now, 47 on this May 6th. But I'm going to get it done because it's incomplete. Okay, so if I had I never started it at all, it'd be like, ah, that's a lot easier. It's now it's all one color, an older color, but at least there's not, it doesn't remind me how incomplete the task is. So if you're looking to launch a business, or you're trying to get your message out there, maybe you want to get your podcast going, whatever that looks like to you, if you never get started, well, there's no tension, and then you're like, well, you know, I'll get to it when I get to it. And then you hang around other people that are like, well, you know, I'll get to it when I get to it. But if you get started, you're going to keep going because you're going to have that unfinished business to tend to. And oh my God, what is today? Is it really May 6th? Is it May 6th? Oh my God, is it May 6th? It's May freaking 6th. Do you know what May 6th is? Yeah. May 6th, 2005. I quit my job. Woot, woot. Giddy up for your boy. Yeah, baby, it was a beautiful Friday morning. I'm telling you, I remember dates. I'm like Rain Man when it comes to dates. But May 6, 2005 was a beautiful Friday morning. Sun was out. I was driving downtown for the last time. Boxed up my stuff. Got the old hottie ho kick in the butt. Nice to have you with us for 15 years. Here's your vase, your gold watch. I didn't even get the gold watch, man. But anyway. Wow. The advice I told you yesterday on the show, I was going to kind of share with you for a few minutes on every podcast. The advice I would give myself 15 years ago. Oh, my God. There's so much, man. There's so much. Okay. So off the top of my head, I think the advice that I would give Sam Crowley from 2005 when I was 37, I hadn't even turned 37, I was still 36, because my birthday, as you know, you send me a card every year. It's June 29th, so it's coming up. But the advice I would give myself is no fear. The fear is like the Mark Twain. I've known a great many troubles in my life, most of which have never happened. And I was so, man, I would love to tell you that I kind of sauntered out of the office and I didn't have any worries in the world. That a little bit is not exactly true, man. I woke up that morning with a pit in my stomach because all I had ever known since I was 13 years old, I had my first job at a paper route in Bradford, PA, delivering the Bradford era. I've always had a job. Like, I've never not had a job. And so in 2005, it was the first time I was going to wake up on May 9th, which was a Monday. I was going to wake up with no job, no place to be, nowhere to go. And so, whoo, boy. But I would tell you to walk fearlessly towards your dream, Sam Crowley of 2005. You've got that special it something that you don't follow the herd. You are not a herd follower. Jobs were meant for herd followers, okay? And look, if you love what you do, stay in that job. We need more of you. We need more of you. But if you're not someone who follows the herd and you're not someone that, basically, if you're psychologically unemployable, you've got to put a plan together. And here's another piece of advice I would tell my younger self is be patient and get rid of all of those expectations that are in your head. Yeah, it's great to look at other people on the internet that are doing great. Yeah, it's awesome to see people that caught lightning in a bottle, but trust the process. Understand that if you've got a passion to do this, that you need to stay in the game, and you're only going to lose when you give up. Like, you, people will ask you to give up. The enemy will get so far in your head and talk to you and find every one of your flaws, every one of your weaknesses, every one of your insecurities. The enemy is great at one thing. That is lying to you. Sam Crowley, don't let the enemy win, because if you stay in the game long enough, you will find success, but it isn't going to look like anything that you think it's going to look like. And get rid of that push button profit thing. I would have told myself, don't buy any courses on the internet that aren't really 100% aligned. Don't follow. Man, I followed so many gurus. Oh my God. I subscribed to every list, every guru's list. And I bought all the $27 products, the $37 products, the $500. I sent people $5,000. I paid a coach $10,000 for 2 days of coaching. I mean, holy cow. I would say, buddy, hold on to your wallet. Invest in what is congruent with your passion. And that's it. If you got to build a funnel, build a funnel that's congruent with your passion. If you got to drive Facebook ads, then invest in Facebook ads that are congruent with that. But don't go following every guru, man, because not very few of them are living the dream. I always say it, man. They're preaching the dream, but they're living the nightmare. I share the stage with these men and women. I know, mainly men. Women aren't really even represented on stage. I think every event I go to when I speak, it's 90% guys. Meaning if it's a multi-speaker event, you'll have 8 or 9 guys out of 10, you know, people that are speaking over the course of a few days. So I would say, yeah, man, and especially women, the opportunity out there to minister not only to other women, but just be out there and get your voice heard. Look, as a father of 4 girls, I'm always an advocate for women to get out there and be heard and get your message out there. I never tell my girls, look, your deck is stacked against you or anything like that. I don't ever, ever raise victims. There's no way I'm going to do that. But I'm also very aware of when I go out there in my own business and see, for example, if my daughter wants to be a speaker, I'm going to be honest with her. Say, look, this is mainly a man's business right there. Even in 2020, you believe that? I mean, in 1985, it'd be one thing to say that. But look, get yourself out there, get noticed, put on your own events. You know, you want to speak, honey, get a podcast going, put on your own events, and just force yourself out there into the circuit. You got it. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't really matter anymore of, like, your background. What matters is your message and the problem that you can solve. And that's another thing I would tell myself in May of 2005. Sam, get started quickly on figuring out the result that you bring. God, I wish I would have had that advice. Man, I was all over the place. Like, I wish I would have had the result I have now, where I help people monetize what their zone of genius is in a very simple way. We do simple better. We do it better than anybody else, very simply. If there's one thing God gave me the gift, is to be able to take the complicated and turn it into the simple. That's it. When I got started, I used to take the simple and I turn it into the complicated. Like, no, there's got to be more to it than this. There's got to be more. Every day, Saturday, it's got to be far-reaching. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. You got to be steadfast in your passion and the result that you bring. And don't give up and just don't quit, man. Just don't quit. You got to get a job, 2 jobs, 3 jobs, take one-off jobs. Guys, I was building blogs and for people because I knew how to put a blog together. I had a blog. So I would charge $500 to install a blog. It took me 20 minutes, but people couldn't do it. That was the pain. They could, Sam, I need a blog. Great. Send me $500 in PayPal. Okay. And that's it. I'd feel bad about it. I was getting paid $500. You know why? Because it would have taken them 3 months to get it done. They want it done. And by the way, I did it that day. It took me longer than 20 minutes. My money took me an hour or two at the time. But still, yeah, I was doing anything I could do. I'll launch your podcast. Send me $500, $200, $400. It doesn't matter. Just send me money. I'm going to get my bills paid. You're going to get this launched. And I just kept going with that, like figuring out what other people couldn't do well. I would figure out how to do it a little bit better than they could, and then I would charge them money to do it. And that was it. Very simple concept. And then I got better at what I did, and then, you know, you solve bigger problems, you get paid more money. But it starts with solving smaller problems and start bringing in that money. Look, it's very easy to monetize what you're passionate about, but if you got to have your expectations dialed in, you know what I mean? Like, charge 20 to 30% of what you think, you know, what somebody in your niche would charge, so you can get the gig, get the job, get paid, and then you can start charging more money. You get referrals, you get testimonials, all of that. But if you never get started because you don't know how, you don't think it, that's a bunch of crap, man. Everything's figure outable. You can go. It's easier to procrastinate and never get that fence painted than it is to start painting it and to hold yourself accountable to get the project done. That's the real hard part, because once you get started, you've created that tension now that you've got to keep going. And a lot of people would just rather avoid that tension. They'd rather lay in that comfortable couch, that bed, metaphorically speaking, and just never do it, man, which, God, that's such a cop-out. I don't care. That's such a cop-out. Get started. Get going. Create something. It doesn't need to be beautiful. The fence doesn't need to be the greatest looking fence in the neighborhood. You just have to get going. That's what I would tell myself. May 6th. I'm back at it tomorrow, man, with some more advice for you, for me in my younger days. And oh my God, I'm fired up. Get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. I want to call you and we'll get that fence started. Paint the fence. Paint the fence, Danielson. Paint the fence. All right. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.